USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House votes Thursday on a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 161 points, the S&P up 16, and the NASDAQ up 60. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After tensions with Iran, people are wondering if the U.S.'s oil supply is safe in the Middle East. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Oil prices are falling after President Trump says Iran is standing down, signaling a possible relaxing of tensions in the Middle East. Now, regarding what the United States and what other countries are going to do to keep the oil supply safe in the Middle East, Kurt Lippold is a former assistant commander of the USS Cole. He tells Fox News.
Well, first thing we're going to do is the United States Navy, along with other navies, are going to ensure this transit through the Strait of Hormuz as an international waterway stays open, does not come under threat, and that Iran does not try to come out, harass shipping, or try to do things that interdict or disrupt the world's oil supply going.
Once again, there's another airbag inflator recall. Here's the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Takata is recalling 10 million more front airbag inflators sold to 14 automakers because they can explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel. The recall, the last one the bankrupt company agreed to in a 2015 settlement with U.S. safety regulators, and could bring to a close the largest series of recalls in U.S. history. The latest recalled inflators were used to replace even more dangerous ones made by Takata until a permanent remedy could be developed. At least 25 people have been killed around the world and hundreds injured by Takata inflators.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.